Hi everyone, top of the morning to you, or evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Shai Danone, and today I'm here with Mark Steele from the UK. We're going to speak about the bloody Satanists that drive the agenda. We'll speak a bit about the agenda.
Or evening, wherever you are in the world.
We'll speak up.
This is Shai Danone, and today I'm here with...
And we'll speak about things that most of you probably are aware already, but it's never too late to awaken some more people. Thank you very much. Hope you enjoy the show. Mark, how are you doing, mate? Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning. Hi, everybody out there, everybody watching. Let's just see what's going to transpire. Oh, there's your phone. That's not MI6 on the phone, is it? Mossad.
Just diverting some calls. Right, yes. So we have, I see Graham behind you. Hi, Graham. How are you doing, mate? yes, so what's going on? I mean, what the fuck? These bloody Satanists, what they're on about?
Well, we're seeing a lot of this whole Satanism thing start to get revealed, which is, you know, in Revelations, people are starting to see the truth. You know, they're starting to see this satanic agenda in everything, you know, in what happens. These Satanists, unfortunately, we know them by their signs and symbols. You know, that their agenda, or their transgender agenda. The agenda is all about, it's the destruction of God's creation. All right, so that's why it's always the opposite. It's always not what God created, etc. So we see it in all the signs and symbols. The Walt Disney, the 666. If you look at the Mickey, if you see it in a reflection, it means wicked. All right. So if anybody sees Mickey in a written in the same way as this text here, and it's actually the means wicked. So you see these Satanists, they're all around us. You know, you see them with our signs and symbols. This character from Ukraine keeps putting the hand signals up. I mean, when I was in court in Gateshead, you know, when the Gateshead Council Satanists took us to court, a number of one of the councillors actually, quite interestingly, keeps himself a load of goats. Now, this was early on, and I didn't know anything about this because I hadn't, you know, didn't see it from a spiritual perspective. This was in about 2016-17. But it became blatantly obvious. I mean, when I was in the court, there was one of the councillors, she was doing this at us, and I'm thinking, hang on a minute, she lost her marbles, but it's some type of spell. So she was trying to spell on us. Obviously, it goes straight over the top of my head, God, I didn't know anything about it. But she was doing this. He was, you know, and she was saying to the judge, he's going like that. But what she was actually doing, she was spelling on us. Because wow. these black magic artists, well, they're all around us. And you see, they see our ignorance of their signs and symbols as our lack of knowledge. And unfortunately, you see, as it states in the prophecy, right, we are starting to become awake. So I've been awakened to all these signs and symbols that are all around us. And it's great to see. I'm seeing lots of people now start to get very interested in, you know, some of the scripture, some things that have been written in the Bible, etc. Because this is all it's all preordained. If you look at the end of times prophecy, the mark of the beast, the 666, it's in all of the symbols, and it's how we identify our adversary. The people that go along with a satanic agenda, these people who like to have sex with children, that they like to have sex with anything, you know, maybe it's a dog, a cat. I mean, it's like the image of the hill outside of the BBC. The BBC, now that guy used to like to have sex with his dogs and his children and his sick. You know, so it's a type of a perversion, but what it actually is they're doing is the police. Yeah, so it's, you know, do as thou wilt. Not follow the commandments, but actually just do what you, you know, whatever you fancy. It's, you know, and the more devious and the more sickening to the normal person, the more, let's say, satanic it becomes. It's the defiling of the vessel, you know, the eating of shit and the drinking piss. And, you know, those type of things, all satanic, all to destroy God's creation, to defile God's creation, etc. So we see that all over, and we're seeing a lot of it, but it's helping us to identify our adversaries, all right? Because we're adversaries. Well, I'm talking about the type of people who, you know, the whispering campaigners, the people who get into these organizations and spread disinformation, distrust. So people start to distrust because what they can't handle is unity. It's like I always talk about, is Satan's mate, isms, communism, socialism, capitalism. All these things are built to divide, to distrust. All of these things are here to put people against people so that there's no unity. And the whole point of that deception and that deceit is to create this disunity so that people can't come together, because it's only when we come together as a one of God's creation, right? And that's when we defeat these satanic evil doer forces. Now, obviously, a lot of people who get involved in this sort of stuff don't actually understand. They have no idea of what they're supporting. Yeah, you get a lot of people who haven't really got much idea about the occult and how it actually works. But what they're really doing by being involved is they're feeding the beast, they're feeding the dark side, because we all have this propensity to be good or evil. I mean, I've met some really good people who are and can, you know, do some very, very evil acts. So the it's a bit like capitalism. You know, you get people who talk about these isms and, you know, they're socialists, socialism, and they don't go along with some of this capitalist. However, you'll find that most people exhibit all of those traits. You know, some people can be a little bit capitalist, you know, when you, what I call champion socialists, you know, the ones that want to have the big cars, the one to have the one of the big cars, the one to have they want to be, participate in the big mansions. They don't want you to have it. They want the champagne, but they don't want you to have, you know. So they're like communism. You know, it's all right. Communism sounds to a lot of people like not a bad idea. But what actually happened in reality, you had a load of communists, right, who wanted everything, and they wanted everybody else to have nothing. It's a bit like these fascist, communist World Economic Forum. Yeah. You'll have nothing, and you'll be happy. But what they really mean is, you die, and we have everything you've got. So, you know, in that they sell this narrative, this nonsense all the time, and it's to stop unity. And obviously, the minions are littered right away, right across the whole spectrum, and it's all about self-interest. So there are people who are self-interested, who basically want to abuse, you know, other people. It's a bit like spells. Why would you want to put a spell on somebody to try and control them, you know, to try and make them, you know, do something that they themselves don't want to do? So this is all the power in spelling. It's all the power in the occult. And we see a lot of cultism now. I did a talk the other day with a guy in America. He's pretty pissed off because I was explaining to him. He was on about, you know, Christianity and, you know, how these Christians had went around the world and basically murdered everybody and how terrible it was and how shocking and all the rest of it. And religions get a bad rep, right, across the world due to the actions of people within those religions. I mean, if you go to the top of the Catholic Church, you see what the Pope and the child paedophilia symbology that he wears, and also the worship of the Baphomet in the Vatican. You know, now, if you spoke to most Catholic people, they would have no idea why these cardinals wear red shoes. We do. We know what it's all about. We know it's all a sacrifice of children. And this goes at the top of most organizations. at the very, very pinnacle, at the very, very top, whether it be royalty, whether it be politics, whether it be, you know, all of these, well, there you go. I mean, the symbology here is absolutely appalling. And this shows you, right, that all of these characters, right, within these organizations at the very, very top have another god. Their god is Satan. That's who they pray to. That's who they worship, not the creator. We've seen all the snake symbology. We saw this in the vaccines. I mean, the fact they put SM-102 in the vaccine, it's a Luciferin in the vaccine, that should wake everybody up to what the real agenda is. Yeah. And if you look at the Baphomet in the images of the Baphomet, the tattoo on the forearm is Solvia Coagula. Now, that solution, that means in Latin, coagulation is the solution. This is Satan gathering souls. So people who, yeah, that's the one. We're talking about deities here, thousands and thousands of years old, symbology, the cross. There you see the transgender, so you see the breasts, you see the transition between a goat and a man. You've got the, I don't know if they're bat wings or eagle wings. I know we've talked about bats quite a bit, but it's all it. And you've got the snake. So you've got the pharmakia snake. And obviously this is what we're being suffering with. We're suffering this medical tyranny at the moment on the back of this COVID-19 narrative. Yeah. And basically so they can actually shoot you up with a biological chemical weapon that has SM-102 in, which is Luciferin, and also these nanometaterials, basically the mark of the beast. So we've got graphite ferrous oxide in a lot of these vaccines. And the graphite has atomic number 666. they're basically telling you what they're doing. Yeah, I mean, there's no, what would be the purpose of putting Luciferin? Well, I know why they put Luciferin in. Because the 450 nanometers frequency light, the LED lights, I'll just get one out and show you. So these are in and around the 450 nanometers. These are biologically toxic to all life. Right across the world, we've got governments fitting them illegally, killing all the pollinators. 450 nanometers, 666 terahertz. So these light emitting diodes are basically small antennas. They emit light radiation, and I can actually modulate these and use them to track, to send signals, because I can actually digitize the emission and put data in there, all right, the prints in air. So you've got this emission at 450 nanometers, which is 666 terahertz, and that would be able to identify anybody who's actually been injected with SM-102, because it'll light them up. So I'll be able to see, we'll be able to track, they're going to be tracked in the street with this type of equipment. Now, obviously, the people that are fitting it haven't got a clue. Yeah. They just don't know. All they're doing is that tool. They're being paid large amounts of money, the root of all evil, to do evil deeds on their fellow man and woman and children. And children in particular are the target of this. So the contamination in the vaccines, it causes a lot of problems. A lot of the chemicals that have been sprayed causes a lot of people to develop this gender fluidity because of the pollution that is actually being deliberately put into the atmosphere, into foodstuffs. They're poisoning the food, they're poisoning the water, they're poisoning the air that we breathe, and now are poisoning you by putting a biological chemical weapon inside you that can then be tracked using the technology, the 5G technology, and the mark of the beast, so that you can be eliminated. Because unfortunately, people have tacitly agreed to go along with it. And those that do, Satan's time is over. It states clearly in the prophecy, his time's over. And those that go along with it, it's time for redemption. If you don't redeem yourself, unfortunately, no coming back. There's no regurgitation of the soul. He's taken us for thousands of years. And in biblical terms, that's a very, very long time. And I wouldn't like to be you. I would like to be the people that have actually went along with it. The mask wearing. The mask wearing is all part of the blood sacrifice ritual, the 5G, the pentagram. So the thing in the pentagram, they defile the vessel with that contamination. It's the reason it has, as David Peter said, the ones in India had bovine serum in. So, you know, people who are who have deities and pray, it's actually basically they're just taking these Satanists are just taking the piss. The vaccine that a lot of the Muslim countries use actually had pig DNA. No, it's all deliberate. It's all a defiling of people's thoughts, ideas about the world that they live in. It's basically something where these cult members are just destroying everybody's thought process. I mean, the P36, unbelievable. It actually takes down your ability. It's in the vaccines, and it takes down the ability to critically think. And this is why people after getting the first, the second, and the third are now on the fourth, and they're coming for that fifth and that sixth, because they can't work out in there that the first two didn't work. It just doesn't compute. I mean, I was talking to a guy at Science City on Friday. I mean, basically, you'd think somebody had removed all his critical thought process.
Yeah.
I was asking him for the data sets, how he had the opinion that these COVID-19 shots don't change at the end. We know that they do. The manufacturer says they do. The science says they do. And he just couldn't. And I was saying to him, well, have you read the Pfizer documents? And he was, well, it doesn't matter. They can't do it. It just doesn't. I says, well, where are you getting your data from? Where are you getting your data from? Because if you want to have a conversation or you want to have a debate about the science, then you have to give it a benchmark so I can either critique it. I kind of just go off your opinion. I said, opinions are like arseholes. Everybody has one. That's why everybody should do their own research. And that's great to see, because a lot of people are now starting to do their own research, and they're working out that something very, very untoward. It's a bit like the carbon dioxide scam. This is always a good thing to identify our adversary who is Satan. Everything we do is totally reversed. Yeah.
No.
It's a complete inversion.
Inversion, yeah.
Carbon dioxide, 0.04 in it. 5% of that, the seer, is made by man. Yeah. So it's a trace gas. It has absolutely no purpose in the atmosphere apart from plants use it to green the planet and cool the planet. The exact inversion, that's how you know. Now, they could have turned around and said, methane, or it's some other, you know, population increase and people are radiating more, temperature increase. There's lots of things, there's lots more, let's say, more issues that could have been used to pretend to people that the climate was being controlled than anything other than the sun. It's the sun that changes the metrics of temperature change and climate change, not CO2. CO2 is the exact inversion. Consequently, you know, it's a satanic agenda. And I always look for this. I look for the exact opposites and then look at the science, and then you'll see it's a bit like the COVID-19 shot. They said, this COVID-19 shot, that'll, you know, it's going to protect you, it's going to look after you, you're not going to get it. It was a total, complete lie. What was actually in the show was what's making people sick. I mean, a lot of people won't be able to go on holiday in Easter holidays because the pilots are now sick. The staff, EasyJet, have just actually had to cancel over 100 flights over the Easter period because their staff, unfortunately, took the shot. They're not well anymore, right? Where they were told, we were told safe and effective. Now, this shows you once again, certainly not safe, absolutely lethal. We now have the Pfizer documents, and absolutely doesn't work, totally not effective. So once again, confirming the 180-degree inversion of the satanic agenda. Whenever it's the exact opposite, that's when you know, right, you who's driving the whole thing. And obviously, there's lots of people in lots of positions across the world, lots of different authorities where they're all driving this agenda. So whatever they say, whatever comes out their mouth, remember, look for the signs and symbols. When you realize that they're totally gaslighting and it's a total inversion, then you know they're probably, you know, they probably like to sacrifice a few kids, you know, have sex with children. That's what all the child trafficking is about.
I wanna show a few things for the audience. For example, this came out yesterday or the day before from Walt Disney. Disney executive vows more gay characters amid huge inclusivity push. Inclusivity, yeah. I mean, that's the politically correct bullshit that they throw at us. Let's hear a couple of
words. Heroes as a mother of two queer children, actually.
Two queer children.
Transgender child. And one pansexual child. And also as a leader. And that was the thing that really got me, because I have heard so much from so many of my colleagues over the course of the last couple of weeks, in open forums and through emails and phone conversations. And I feel a responsibility to speak, not just for myself, but for them, to all of us. We had an open forum last week at 20th where, again, the home of really incredible, groundbreaking LGBTQIA stories over the years, where one of our execs stood up and said, you know, we only have a handful of queer leads in our content. And I went, what? That can't be true.
Only a few.
It actually is true. We have many LGBTQIA characters
in our stories. And yet we don't have enough leads.
And narratives in which gay characters just get to be characters.
And not have to be about gay stories. And so that's been very eye-opening for me. And I can tell you, it's something that I feel perhaps had this moment not happened, I as a leader and me as my colleagues would not have focused on. And going forward, I certainly will be more so. I know that we will be. And I hope this is a moment where, the 50% of the tears, sorry, are coming.
This is really, really interesting. You know what I just noticed? You know, she laughed, right? I mean, she said about the 50% and she laughed. You know who has the similar laughter when he is speaking lies? Bill Gates. Bill Gates, exactly like her. I don't know if they're connected in somehow, or, you know, but when they tell lies and they know it's lies, they have this, you know, funny laughter. Please check me. I mean, I know what I'm saying now. They have a very similar laughter when they lie, when they speak their agenda in a reverse way, they laugh. Okay, they have the same laughter. I want to show another quick thing. Stay with me 1 second. Where is it? There it is. Again, Disney, I want to show you some of the Disney bullshit being thrown at us, well, at our kids, well, at us for many years. I'll show in a second, I'll show something else. As the LGBT community becomes widely accepted, throughout the world, media companies like Disney are trying to represent them. I mean, it's all a fucking big lie by the media, by the mainstream media, all right? So this is now gay characters, what she was talking about. And she was saying 50% of our characters will be LGBTQ, whatever letters they are making up. I want to show something else. Bear with me. I have a few things to show. Where is it? Hang on a second. Yes, it's this. Okay. We all have seen this picture. All right, what we see is Mickey and Minnie, but Minnie's dress looks like a penis. All right, when you look at it, Minnie, the girl, her dress looks like a penis. Okay, now the joke here is that Mickey is gay and Minnie is transgender. Now, when you think about it, Minnie looks like Mickey, just cross-dressing, all right? So this been in front of our eyes for decades. They've been showing us this transgender, this flipped reality, flipped sexuality, inversed morality, etc., for many, many years, many years. Now I want to show something else, if I may. All got to do with the same material. So what's important to know here is I will show some pictures of some Hollywood stars and their husbands or wives or you know, coccinelli cross-dressers, whatever. So let's show, I will show this very quickly, and then we will see a very interesting document by Manly Palmer Hall writing about the marriage in their eyes, in the Mason's eyes, all right, in the Satanist's eyes. So let's see some of the...
All right, today we're going to here, and if there's any white people...
This is the, we all know...
I guess you could question the man as well, right?
This is his wife or husband, FTMs. You decide. It's, it looks like, more... actually, it look, you know, when I first saw this picture, Mark, I was thinking, fuck, Robert De Niro doesn't look happy because he's getting like a really big African schlong, basically. It doesn't look very happy now.
Difficult for me to prove that. And even,
so let's see more
white people out there. You may have never seen a black person in real life.
Look, not to say, you know, Dutch women are really big and they have large shoulders, but it's not an agenda. This is how they are born. Here we're talking about an agenda.
That's not what black women look like. That's a... And De Niro directed this movie called The Good Shepherd about the CIA.
De Niro, also Matt Damon,
to join the Skull and Bones while he was still dressed like a woman. He had to be in that situation.
I will put this down, the volume. This is, I think, what's his name? Yes. His husband or whatever. I don't know even how to say it. Okay. Look at the bodybuilding stuff. Now, many I know some women who also have this attitude and they are working in gyms and they are doing their stuff and changing their bodies. But this is one thing to do, and it's another thing to do it as a part of the agenda. All right. So I'm just showing you some of these pictures here. Again, husband, wife, who is who knows? Many characters in Hollywood, many characters in the music industry, in the entertainment industry in general, are actually transgenders. This is Seinfeld and his wife or husband, or I'm not sure. I'm not saying that it's all, you know, fixed here, but a lot of them are being raised in the opposite sex since a young age. They've been changed, you know, they've been doing surgeries to change them and to present them as if they were men or women or you know, this sex or the other. This is Eddie Murphy, obviously, with his family. This is Iggy Pop with his husband or wife. Mick Jagger. Clooney. Now, this is Will Smith with his son or daughter. Not sure. Son or daughter, not sure. Now, this is deliberately done. I mean, again, this is his husband or wife, not sure. Sons, daughters, not sure. And deliberately it's presented so we won't be able to differentiate between boy and a girl or man or woman, all right? So now I want to show you the interesting thing. All right, this is Manly Palmer Hall is writing about... I just want to show you the outside of this book. Let me see where it is. It's about marriage. There it is. Okay, I just want you to see it. It has only 100 editions. Subject, Marriage, The Mystic Rite by Manly Palmer Hall. Okay, obviously he was writing about the Masons. Now, what's interesting here to see... they are talking about, I will just to make a long story short, basically he's writing about the way that they walk. For them, marriage is not what marriage is for us. For them, marriage is for the male to help the male side of the woman to come out. And for the woman is to awaken the female side in the man to come out. And all this, the purpose is to create androgynous, like we saw Baphomet before, and Mark, you were saying about his breast and about the snake and about, you know, all the symbols of the male and female in the same character that Baphomet showed that for us. Now, what really grabbed me, I mean, beside the fact that, and I will send you a link, I will put a link to this video in the comments because it's really important, I think, for people to see it, especially because Manly Palmer Hall scripture is there and he's known for delivering really good material, especially because it comes from the horse's mouth, you know. It's not Mark and Shai speaking about it. It's them speaking about themselves, and Manly Palmer Hall was writing about it. So just towards the end, I want to read you a very short paragraph. There it is. Okay, I'm going to stop it here. The time, you see the middle paragraph. I want you to listen carefully. The time shall come when the marriage of earth shall be through. They will no longer be husband and wife, but all brothers. Marriage shall be the union of life, where man shall blend all opposites in the spiritual union of the soul. And from that union shall be born a new life, the morning star. Now, for those of you who are even a bit aware, the morning star is the name for Lucifer. So what they are trying to do, if I can, you know, I remove this video now, because what they're trying to do is somehow to blend, because they believe that before God created woman, all right, Eve from the ribs, before that, man and woman were androgynous. They were in the same character or in the same body, and they want to go back to then and there, all right? So this is what they're trying to achieve, to blend men and women together to create an androgynous. Now, the morning star, which is the name for Lucifer, this is their aim with the marriage, with the marriage. It's totally the opposite from God's way, okay? Their family, there's a husband and wife, there's a man and woman. Each and every one of us has a different qualities, different attitude, and we, how you say, we make each other, the union is what makes us stronger. They want to unite men and women in the same body to create androgynous, as for them it's to go back to the root, to the original. But this is fake because they are talking about the morning star. And the morning star is Lucifer. And like you said, Mark, it's totally inverse. It's totally opposite from God's intention. And the morning star, we can find these words, in many scriptures that they wrote. They let others write about themselves. They wrote themselves. And we can find the morning star form in many pictures, in many scriptures, in many speeches, the dawning of the day, the star, the rising star, the morning star, the brightest star, etc. This is God for them, but this is actually Lucifer. So they flipped everything upside down. I know you sent me some pictures here. Do you want me to show them?
I'll just, yeah, if you can put the, put them pictures up, Shai, because that's quite interesting. We can cover this off because a lot of people have to understand what is really going on. They're trying to cancel out women, as you say, right?
Yes.
Now, there's been a massive push lately. Now, this character, he's a he likes to dress up like a girl. Obviously, the paedophilia sign, this My Little Pony, that's him with a little boy. This is a Brigade 77 operative. That's Justin Trudeau. He likes to dress up. And obviously, the great nemesis next, that's the head of the World Economic Forum. And obviously, he doesn't like women, right? You see, they want to try and replace women as God's creation, yeah? These characters are totally trying to just wipe out the whole woman, mother, the sort of matriarch. They want to destroy all of that. And they want to replace it with a male transgender agenda. That's what it's all about. So you see where people, you know, we started off feminism. Is Satan's mate? So we had feminism, which divided, and now we've got the destruction of all those ideals. So all those feminist ideals are now being destroyed, being eaten up by these agendas. So that's basically destroying everything that they had. I mean, women now having great difficulty competing in any of these events, where men who transgendered, who are a lot more powerful, a lot more capability, and unfortunately, they're going to wipe women off the map. Now, you have to remember, from a genetic perspective, they're already trying. I mean, the British NHS, the National Health Service, have just stated, if a man goes into a hospital to get an X-ray or other, he has to be asked if he's pregnant. We've got the Prime Minister who doesn't know the difference between a man and a woman. They would say it, they will not say it, because they'll upset Klaus Schwab, who actually doesn't know what he is, right? He does know what he is. He's a Satanist. These are Satanists, right, who are following an agenda to destroy God's creation. They want to destroy men. What they want is they want gender fluidity, right, which has got nothing to do with the creation of children. The genetics between a man and a woman, when a man and a woman meet and they have a baby, right, there's a mixture of the genetics, and that creates men and women to be stronger over time, because obviously those with genetic faults that are now putting into the vaccines to cause genetic damage to newborns, etc., that creating this whole genetic destruction to destroy. So anybody that goes along with these agendas, if you think for 1 minute, like women did, women thought they were doing the right thing, the feminist agenda and all that sort of stuff, they thought they were doing the right thing. Now they're being cancelled out by the same political, ideological, satanic ritual to destroy them, to take them out. So what happened? They have went along with Satan's plan, and now they're being cancelled. Women don't exist. You've got government ministers, Labour Party, Conservatives, all good. Well, what's a woman? They're good. Well, you know, we just can't answer that, because they can't tell you the truth, because they'll upset Klaus in his World Economic Forum plan, all part of the satanic agenda. Same as Disney, all these organisations at the very, very top. Top of the Catholic Church, top of top of the Masons, the Masonic 33. You start to look into that, you see at the very, very top, the higher positions in these organizations, and we see it in environmental groups, local councils, common purpose, running these agendas on the back of a Satanist, George Soros, right, and this satanic agenda. So they're running this agenda right across. It goes through your councils, goes through absolutely everything, and it's for the total destruction of man and woman. Total destruction. And those that go along with it, believers, they will also be destroyed, because Satan wants your soul. His time's over, and he's in the soul collection business. He's in the soul collection business. And if you sold your soul to Satan, I wouldn't like to be you. So very important, hold the line, people. We see a lot of resistance now to this narrative, because they're showing the hand. These Satanists are showing the hand all the time through their signs and symbols, and their agenda is pure and absolute destruction of all creation. It's like those light-emitting diodes in the 450 nanometer frequency, the 666 terahertz, that kills all biological life.
Yeah.
People need to work it out.
I want to add to that, because, you know, you were saying about the men and women and the babies. And if I go back to the Morning Star section for Manly Palmer Hall scripture, and we've seen in recent weeks and months, we've seen the new babies. I mean, obviously, we know about the premature birth. We know about miscarriages from the injections. But I'm referring now to those who manage to have their babies delivered outside to the world. And some babies we've been seen. And by the way, also in Israel, there's some babies like that, but I still haven't seen pictures, only rumors going about of new babies, of mothers who took the injections. And these new babies what I'm referring to is maybe a new species that the Satanists are trying to create. I don't know if create is the word, but anyway, I'm talking about black eyes, no pupils. Okay, black. You can actually see black eyes, no pupils. The reports are saying a really fast growth. So within few months they can walk, and very fast growing of the teeth. Like it's to do with the nervous system, obviously with the brain. So a very fast development. All right, we'll have to see more about what's coming. But this is maybe possibly. Some sort of manufacturing new species through these genetic modification mRNA injections.
I can explain that. Like, obviously, the 5G that can cause reanimation, all right, with electromagnetic radiation. So, you know, the zombie apocalypse type of films that keep getting shown, where you start to see necrosis of this, you know, bits falling off the body, the arm is falling off. I know it's all a little bit of a joke. However, that's what will happen. These children are being born through these vaccinations where they've got genetic defects actually built in. The nanometal contaminants will sterilize them. Yeah, we know it because those nanoparticulates actually attack the reproductive organs. We've already seen that. We had a US serviceman who developed testicular cancer weeks after getting the vaccine. They then cut the testicle out when they tested it. They chopped it, you know, to see what the cancer looked like. And they had the graphite ferrous oxide actually in the testicle, which had created this mass of this cancerous growth. So we're going to see massive increases in genetic defaults. And if a lot of people have been sterilized now, anybody who's had these vaccines are going to have significant problems having any children. Electromagnetic radiation also increases the sterility in any environment. So that basically just shutting down the whole ability for reproduction. And these children, like I said, who are born with these vaccines, they can then be reanimated, right, and controlled like an automaton because of the nanometal materials that can actually be controlled. Now, obviously, this is theoretical, all right? Whether it comes to pass is going to be another thing, because obviously 5G, Satan's made the pentagram. It's so that the Satanist agenda can control all life on the planet. But what we're actually seeing is a total destruction of life on the planet. We're not seeing the animation. And what I'm going to say, it's all in the signs, you know, the bite of the apple, the first sin. It's all there. These technologies are here to harm. They're not here for anybody's benefit. Obviously, we've taken the Kool-Aid. That's people have been sucked into it and have tacitly agreed to use this equipment. And what's going to happen? They're going to die. Because like I said, the whole agenda is all about soul collection for Satan. And if you go along with the agenda, it is now time for redemption. Anybody who's went along with this, the door's never closed. I'm not here to judge. I don't judge anybody. You're all God's creation, all right? You're all God's creation, but this is a time for redemption. It is in Revelations. I suggest you read it, understand the agenda, because if you don't understand the agenda, you will not survive. Your children won't survive. You most certainly won't survive. The only people that will survive this and go through the ascension are those that get the knowledge. So this knowledge is really important for people to understand what's going on, because even though there's a theoretical narrative where these zombies can be controlled by this AI system, I can tell you now, artificial intelligence will kill you. The reason for that, the only risk to an artificial intelligence operation or an entity, this AI entity, would be mankind. The only thing that can dismantle it would be mankind. So the risk to an AI system is a biological structure. So they're going to get rid of your biology. So all these people that are going along with this, who think it's, you know, it's all right, let's get the rainbow out and all the rest of it, believers, you're the target. Satan's after your soul. You will not survive what's coming.
Couple of things, Mark. First, to say that all these cross-dressers, transgenders, coccinelles, or whatever their name is, I'm not sure, because they are like kind of put themselves outside of boundaries. You know, first of all, they want to erase our morality, which is straight line with God. Our morality is in straight line with God, and they want to divert it, they want to flip it, they want to take us off track.
Second, I see them as a victim. They're a victim of Satan's narrative.
I'm coming to that. They are victims. I'm just about to say, I was talking about this morning on my Hebrew talk show in the morning, that they actually suffer from very young age. They really suffer, and they pass on their suffering to others. They want others to become like them and to suffer like them. Their parents suffered. I mean, this has been going on for centuries, all right? And what do you want to say, Mark?
Right, I had a really good friend, right, who was a homosexual, yeah? He was a homosexual. He was a really good friend of mine for many, many years. I knew the guy for years and years and years. And we were traveling down this, I was in the street in Newcastle, and he said to me, stop the car, yeah? And anyway, I stopped the car, he got out, and he was a big lump of a lad, right? He was quite very handy. Anyway, he ran across the road, right, and he bashed these two kids up on the street corner. So he run back, gets in the car, and I went, what's all that about? Did it owe you money? He goes, no, he said, he says, them puffs, he said, I couldn't do that when I was a kid. He'd get set about, he says, not so I'm just set about them, right? So anyway, I'm having a conversation, I was quite close to him, and he was a good friend. And he was hilarious, mind. His company, he was just one of these really funny guys. Yeah, I mean, he was hilarious. Some of the things he used to get up to were hilarious. So he was really good company. And I was sitting talking to him, and I said, look, I said, you know this whole gay thing? I says, can you try and explain it to me? He said, I'll tell you now, right? He said, I wouldn't wish it on the worst enemy. And I said, well, why is that? He said, well, I love men. He says, I'm like a woman, I love a man. He says, like a man like you. He says, I love men like you. He said, as soon as you get a hard on for us, he says, I know you're a puff. He says, I hate puffs. Well, this was coming from a homosexual man, like, who loved men. And I thought, shh. Do you know, the whole dawning of it, I'm not saying all homosexual men are like that, but this guy in particular was tortured. His life was a living hell because he couldn't actually have a part because he loved men. And he knew if a man went with him, then he wasn't what he perceived in his own head was a man. I mean, what a head doer. And that just, I was like, do you know when somebody tells you something and you're shocked? I was shocked to the core because I'd never been told this. Mm-hmm. Nobody had ever told me that. And it was a friend of mine and a really good friend, right? Who I then felt, you know, sorry about because I realized the predicament that he was actually in. Now, he said it himself. I never said it. He said he wouldn't wish it on his own enemy. Now we've got an agenda.
A psychological warfare agenda being
driven by Satanists. Right, to encourage people to get involved in this. It's a bit like anorexia. You know, you get people who suffer anorexia. It's a mental health problem, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
They look in the mirror and they see this big, fat person, and they're probably, you know, 6 stone, 7 stone, right? It's a psychological issue. Now, yeah. I'm not saying that all gay people are, it's a psychological issue, because it isn't.
No.
I believe it's got a lot to do. There's, you know, there's lots of different nuances of it, so consequently, you can't put it in just these simple boxes. There's no simple answer here. However, there are issues, right? So the promotion of it and the glorifying of it, etc., driven by these Satanists, and you can see why. They just hate women. You know, there's a women-hating thing going on there, right? And I think a lot of the feminists, right, who have actually driven the agenda to divide men and women have actually helped to bring this in, where they are going to now be totally wiped out of history. All women just wiped out of history. You can see it now in the sports field. You can see it all over, where they're just marginalized women. I mean, they're all starting to resist, they're all starting to fight back, but they're getting a lot of resistance, especially from the media. You can see the mainstream media where they're trying to move it over. And in certain countries, they're saying, well, these women could be committing crimes. By them saying that they're women because they're genetically born women, this could be a hate crime. You know, so we're starting to see the legislation, and we're starting to see prime ministers, presidents across the world, the leaders, because obviously that guy in Ukraine, he likes to dress up like a woman as well. We've seen him dancing about on a number of different programs. So, you know, they're driving the agenda. Now, what is the benefit? You know, is there going to be a benefit? Or a lot of these people are going to end up like my friend, who was a really good friend for many, many years, in a tortured soul.
Yeah. You know, that's where I put, and I put a line between people who are born with a tendency towards this, like to become a gay, doesn't matter if you man or woman, and those who were suffered, I wouldn't say torture, although it feels like torture, but they suffer some sort of damage when they were young. And these lot, I mean, the ruling class, let's call it, it's not ruling class, it's the suffering class, really, they've been molested as kids. They've been used as kids in order to drive the agenda when they grow older. Because again, this has been going on for so many years and we were blind to it. And over the last 2 years, I mean, the information was out since many years ago, but over the last 2 years, many people have woken up. And once you wake up and you go into the rabbit hole, you are like, fuck, there's this also. Whoa, so many things. It's like we didn't know about in the past. And now it's all coming out. And you know what I think, Mark? And please tell me what you think about it. Because we have Corona, we have the injections, we have the war, we have transgender and all this gay stuff, agenda. Maybe all of these things and more, just a distraction from what's really going on, which is changing the economical system, changing the laws of the countries, so the governments and the enforcement authorities, whatever, they will have the legal right to put us in, you know, to do many things. I don't want even to say. So I'm thinking maybe it's all just a sidetrack, just to lead us elsewhere, so we can do a show about transgender and about pedophiles, and they don't mind, because meanwhile they're passing laws in the UK, in Israel, in the States, in so many countries, passing laws which are against free will, against men and women, against God's given rights. And they're changing the economical system. So we won't have, you know, once you don't have food, you will do everything to have food. That's the driving force. So I'm thinking maybe it's all just a sidetrack.
It's absolute sidetrack. This is just all about division. So you see that they put these divisive elements in. Everybody starts tracking over and looking at these divisive elements, right? And not actually addressing the real issues. The real issues are the law that's being broken by these elites. All the laws that were set down, right, for the protection of man, woman, for the environment, are being destroyed. I mean, look, we're all the butterflies. I don't care whether you're LGBT, whether you're gay, whether you're straight. I'm not interested.
Sure. Right?
What everybody loves butterflies, don't they? Yeah. In fact, it's on, if you look at some of these LGBT sort of paraphernalia, you'll see butterflies in there. But why are the people killing them? Why are they being allowed to be destroyed? Why is the environment under attack of carbon dioxide? 0.04 in air and 5% produced by man. So they say a green gas Why are they destroying everything? You see, this is a total destruction of everything. And what they've got everybody talking about these other issues when the real issue is under attack. It is biodiversity, an ecocide, an attack on, it doesn't matter what you are, who you think you are, you are under attack. You're being attacked by the system, the Satanist system, to cause a division that isn't, so that you can actually be at each other instead of everybody getting together and righting the wrong. And the wrong is going to be on everybody. These agendas are specifically there as bear traps to take people down cul-de-sacs so they don't address the real agenda. And the real agenda is Satan's time's over. He's going to take as many souls as possible down that road to hell, right? And the good thing is people are starting to wake up and they're starting to come together no matter what their persuasion. I mean, like I said, environmental factors absolutely will have had a key role and could possibly be deliberate. I mean, they're now making it an offence in the United Kingdom. You know, these people who are here probably tortured, a bit like my friend who was tortured by the fact, and then they've went to these clinics where they're doing this, they're trying to get these, I don't know, you know, what they actually do, but they're trying to psychologically change people's thoughts and belief systems to try and help them to not have that, those thoughts. Now, they're going to make that illegal. So you see, this whole, and all of this, let's say, division, all this division, all created by the state apparatus, is all being driven from the very, very top, the Baphomet, all right, that's in the, in Rome. If you look at it, you'll see what their agenda is. But what I'm going to say, this is time for redemption. We all have to come together as one to stop this major crime that's being committed, because we're going to see you dead.
I'm totally with you on that. And in the last few months, I've been talking a lot about redemption here in Israel and about love thy neighbor and about, you know, find the truth within yourself. Look, we have like 2.5 minutes before we finish. A quick question, Mark. You've been saying for a long time, and I'm with you on that, grow your numbers, come together, you know, be strong, unite. Do you have, apart from that, which is great by itself, and it's a self-discovery, if you like, to know who you are and who your friends are and your family is, practical thing that people can do? It doesn't matter if they're in England or in Israel or in the States or in Germany, Italy, whatever. Practical thing that people can do. We have like 2 minutes before I want to finish. Practical thing that people can do in order to fight back or to push back and to stop this agenda.
The most important thing, numbers and knowledge. Now, we produced this document, which is a public warning. These are the political parties in the United Kingdom. There's the SNP that's missing off there. If we keep on voting and supporting these criminals, you're going to lose your vehicles, your cash, your property, and your freedom. So handing leaflets out, the stand in the park groups, because obviously social media is totally controlled. You will have people living in your street who have the same mindset. You won't be able to get in touch with them. And so that the whole point of social media is to keep people apart. It is helpful, but it's like talking into an empty vessel. Most of the people on my social media know what's going on. It's about reaching out to a larger group with more knowledge. And this is a real key. A lot of people like vehicles. They're going to tell you that the ecocide is caused by a vehicle. Now, that's totally false. If you go back in history in the 60s, 50s and 60s, we had coal-fired power stations. Children got rickets because the smog was so bad, you couldn't see the sun. So children got rickets in the Victorian days. So we saw the environmental impact of, you know, everybody had a coal fire. Every single chimney was coal coming out, you know, residual from coal fires. Thousands of times more pollution coming out from coal than what's ever been, you know, out of here. And it was still freezing. You know, we still had absolutely freezing winters. Lots more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Cityscapes were black because of the residue. But guess what? The butterflies weren't dead. The moths weren't dead. The beetles weren't dead. the small animals, the environment is under attack from electromagnetic radiation. We know this. The science shows it is. The 5G network is a killer. The increase in the radiation impacts on small insects and ecocide, so it affects the small birds, then the bigger birds, then humans, etc. It's going to be a nightmare. So we'll have to get focused on the real agenda, and that is the attack on all of us using these biological weapon systems, whether it be the vaccine, whether it be 5G, whether it be the light emitting diodes, all part of the agenda to kill.
Mark Steele, thank you ever so much for everything you do for us, for men and women of this planet, and protecting biological life wherever they are. Thank you ever so much. We'll keep in touch very soon, mate. All the best. God bless us all. And please give my love to Graham. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.